السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers. Over the past few weeks we have been discussing an incident in the life of Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh and Hatim Asam, who was his student. Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayh was questioned that the 33 years that you spent with me, what did you learn in the 33 years? So I was discussing that many a times a person stays in the company of some pious person for many, many years, but at the end of the day he has learnt nothing. And some people spend just a few days, a few minutes, a few hours, and they bring about a complete reformation and change in their lives. So it depends on the sincerity with which they stay in the company of that person. If they have no ikhlas and no sincerity, they can stay for 100 years also, but they won't bring about any change in their lives. That jealousy, that envy, that malice, that greed, that pride, that arrogance, in fact sometimes increases if there is no sincerity. But if the person is sincere in his association with those who are ahli ilm, the people of knowledge, the people of taqwa, the people of piety, then within a short period of time, changes will come about in their lives. A revolution will take place in their lives. It is the experience of many, many people around the globe over centuries. So we cannot deny it, that the effect that the heart has on another heart. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Put your heart close to the heart of one whose heart is already burning with the fire of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This fire, that is how it catches on. When we put our heart close to the heart. Now that doesn't mean physically we bring the heart close to the heart. What it means with ikhlas and with sincerity, the person adopts the company of those who are pious, righteous, who in our opinion are pious and righteous. We are seeing them practicing upon the Quran and the Sunnah. They themselves will never make any claim of piety or taqwa. The person who makes a claim that he is very pious, very holy, he is very close to Allah Ta'ala, Jannat has been reserved for him, then he is a shaitan. So in the company of these people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with hearts that are burning with the fire of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that change comes into the heart of the other person. Just listening to speeches doesn't just bring about a change. It brings about some realization. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his companions, there was not one sahabi, one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam who was not a namazi. Can we point at any one companion of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who did not perform salat? Or if zakat was farz, he didn't give zakat. Or if there was a call for jihad, then he didn't go for jihad. The companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were everything. But the title which stands out is that they were companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were the Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says, Ashabi kan nujum. Bi-ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahabas, those who were in my company, then they are like the guiding stars. Whichever one of them you will choose for your hidayat and guidance, you will get guidance. In other words, they were the ones who imbibed within themselves that fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sohbat and company. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into their lives. The beautiful, straightforward, honest, truthful dealings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam came into their lives. There was no cheating, there was no lies, there was no deceiving anybody. There was no such thing as taking of loans and non-payment of those loans, or making promises and no fulfillment of those promises and pledges. They were companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that honesty and the truthfulness came into their lives. The fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tahajjud and ishraq and chasht and awwabin and duas, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ikhlas and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's taqwa, and his zuhad and his qanaat, his contentment, all that came into their lives. That's why they became known as the Sahaba, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself gave them that certificate, that all my companions, irrespective of which one, if you choose them for your guidance and hidayat, you will get guidance. Now which person can make a claim like that? 124,000 of them were in the plains of Arafat. But each and every one of them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah ta'ala pleased with them, they pleased with Allah ta'ala. So this is coming down from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we will notice that there are many a times a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, many a times in history, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a messenger. He sent a messenger, a Rasul amongst them, or a Nabi amongst them. But it's not necessary that everyone received a book. You will find many of them did not receive books. They did not receive any kitab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They did not receive any scripture. But the Nabi was sent. But it never happened that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only sent a kitab and there was nobody to guide them how to practice and follow upon the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is something that is coming down through the ages. So sincerity and ikhlas is essential. So this Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Ali, with sincerity, with ikhlas, he was in the company of Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali. Spent many, many years coming, going, visiting, staying in his company, learning. So he asked him, what did you learn in the 33 years? So he said, I learned only 8 lessons. And the first one we have discussed to some extent, where he said that I see that every person in this world has got love for something or the other. But it so happens that either that person will depart, he will leave behind that which he loves, that which he gave his life for, that which he gave his heart to, he will leave it behind. And he will go away. Or that which he has given his heart to will separate from him. And this is against common knowledge. We have discussed that to some extent, and then we were discussing the second point. So he says that, of course, in the first point, he said that when I saw that people are, when they love something, that thing which they love leaves them and goes away, so I made it my habit of life that I will love only good deeds. Whatever is good, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this is how you must live, then I will live like that. Whether it's in my business, whether it's in my home, wherever it may be, I will obey my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is good deed. Then he said, I noticed that people, they want respect. Everybody is in search of respect. Everybody wants respect. Who doesn't want respect? Can we say that there is somebody in this world that he says, no, I don't like respect. I like being disgraced and humiliated and embarrassed. So then that person must be an animal. Even the animals don't want to be hit and beaten up for nothing. So nevertheless, So he says every person is in search of respect, he wants honor. He wants a position of dignity in society. And what I noticed is that the people are searching for it in the wrong places. I'm explaining it to you, that they are searching for it in the wrong places. Some people think that it is in clothes that we get some kind of respect. That the more expensive the garments we wear, the more respect we will get. Once again, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that you cannot wear good clothes, you cannot wear expensive garment. Of course, it must not be lavish. And it must not be an imitation of the libas of those who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There must be a sign. It distinguishes us from those who are disbelievers. A Muslim must have some sign, some identity. So the people think that it is in libas, in clothing, that they get what we term as respect. Then some people think that it is in wealth that we will get respect. The more our bank balance, the more respect. And because we have stooped to that level, so therefore it is happening like that. That a person can have all the qualifications, or he can have the best of character, the best of akhlaq, the best of morals, the most honest and truthful person. But if he doesn't have wealth, then he is given no recognition in society. So that is our weakness. Therefore, Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayhi gave a nice example. Or he did it himself. That when he went with his simple clothing to one wedding, he was not recognized because he was looking like a poor man. So nobody really paid any attention to him. They gave all the attention to those who were wearing clothes that were outstanding. All the suited, booted people, so they were getting recognition. He was ignored because he was a poor person. But yet he was of outstanding quality because of his akhlaq. So the next wedding that he went to, where he was invited, whilst he was eating, he takes some food and puts on his clothes. As he is eating, he takes some food and he puts on his clothes. So they said, what, you've gone off your head or something? You're supposed to be putting the food in your mouth, you're putting on your clothes. So then he explained, he said, no, I'm giving it to the clothes, because the recognition in this society seems to be of clothes. So the respect that the person has is of the clothes that the person is wearing. So I'm telling my clothes that you are the one who are being respected. So he wore good clothes and came and gave food to the clothes. A little bit he put on his clothes just to teach them a lesson. So he said, some are searching in clothes, some are searching in wealth, some are searching in qualification, degrees, and all kinds of things. But where does respect lie? So the ayat of the Quran Sharif, he say, when I read, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. Ya ayyuhan nas, O ye people. Verily we created you out of a single male and female. Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa. So we created you out of them. And then we divided you into tribes, into clans, into different groups. People come from this village, that country. Somebody is from this tribe, somebody is from that tribe, somebody is from this clan, somebody is from that clan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says all this was so that you may recognize each other. You get to know the other person. That this person is from here, this person is from there. But all these are not the things upon which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala judges the person. In the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, only that person is held in esteem, who has the greatest degree of taqwa, the person who has the greatest degree of piety, then that person is held in esteem. Atqakum. So if we want to be recognized by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to be held in esteem by Allah Ta'ala, then it is taqwa, that piety of the heart. Allah Ta'ala does not look at our clothes, He does not look at our wealth, He does not look at our faces. The different colors and the different languages that people have, These are ayat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Rum, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. And it is from the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He created the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And the variations in your languages, somebody speaking Gujarati, somebody speaking Urdu, somebody speaking Arabic, somebody speaking English, somebody Japanese, somebody Chinese, different languages around the world. These variation in the languages. And the variation in your colors, that somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is brown. The different colors that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created you. And the different languages that you speak. These are from the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. But provided the person is a knowledgeable person, is an understanding person, the person has got some ilm, then he will recognize, he will realize that these are just there as signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness and qudrat, that look, travel around the world and look at the different languages that people speak. Then you will realize the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person just has to land somewhere where nobody understands his language, when he is speaking, they can't understand what he is saying. And when the other person is speaking, he doesn't understand what he is saying. Then in spite of him knowing other languages, but he becomes like a dumb person there. Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So human beings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them different languages, different colors. Murshidi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Murshidi Damat Barakatum, Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says that he was in Malawi, and the cat started making meow, meow. Now to us that is nothing, every cat makes meow. So he says, but then I told the friends that listen to the meow of the cats, whether it is in Malawi, whether it is in South Africa, whether it is in America or China, they all make the same kind of meow. But when it comes to the languages of human beings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, these variation in languages and the variation in colors, they are signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in there. The qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So these are not things upon which we base our superiority and inferiority. A person should not be just considered to be lowly in our sight just because he speaks a different language or because he is of a different color. When it comes to marriage, it is a different issue. We must not misunderstand. When it comes to marriage, it's a different issue. There is a question of compatibility. That if there is compatibility, then it's not a problem what language they are speaking. But if there is a question of compatibility, then that is where all the other masail should be taken into consideration. But there too, it's not a question of superiority and inferiority. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was black. He wasn't very handsome. But his heart was pitch white. His heart was brilliant white. Shining, glittering. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Bilal after returning from Mi'raj that I heard your footsteps in Jannat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells him, Ya Sayyidi Bilal. Yet he was black. So we must never ever have this kind of attitude that if a person is of a different color, then he is definitely inferior to us. The person can be white and he can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The person can be black and he can be a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, I saw people searching for respect and dignity in things of this world, but they were searching in the wrong places. People are searching for it, but they're searching in the wrong place. The right place to get respect and dignity is in taqwa. If the person is going to be pious, and piety means not only performing 5 times salat and being in the first saf and crying in the Arafat. That is not piety. That is our gauge and our meter that we use for gauging piety or measuring piety. That if we see a person in Islamic garb and is in first saf and we see him crying in Arafat every year, then he's very pious. Piety has got everything to do with the heart. That the heart must be purified of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. The person must be honest, he must be truthful. He must be fulfilling the rights of his wives, of his children. There must be no abuse. The type of cases that we deal with, it shocks us beyond belief that a person sometimes can be pretending to be so pious and so holy. But the kind of abuse that their wives and their children and their parents go through is sometimes shocking beyond belief. We can't believe it that this is the same person. I think I mentioned that incident and cost nothing to repeat if it comes to mind again. Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab Rahmatullah, a great alim also, and he was also a doctor too, but a very pious person. He was Khalifa of Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah. He says, in the masjid I saw a young person, he had his hands raised and tears rolling down his cheeks, and he was crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in my heart it came that what a pious young person this is. What beautiful character, what beautiful akhlaq. After a little while, he says, one person who was semi-blind or blind was walking past, and accidentally he knocked into him. So this same youngster who was just now crying in his dua, he began to scream and shout, abuse at that old man. You blind person, you like this and you like that. Can't you see where you're walking? And he started taking off with him for no more. He says, I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is this the person that I was seeing a few minutes ago? So you have to deal with a person to know the person. As Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, who knows this person? Everybody said, I know him, or somebody said, I know him. He said, how do you know him? He said, have you traded with him? Have you dealt with him? Have you done business with him? Because that is where his true colors will show, whether he is trading honestly and truthfully, or there is deceit and there's cheat and there's lies. And he said, have you been trading with him? Have you been dealing with him? He said, no. He said, have you traveled with him? Because that is another place where the colors show out, the true colors. Because a person becomes very selfish when he's traveling out. The person wants the best seat. He wants comfort everywhere. He doesn't want any difficulty or hardship or problem to come upon himself, irrespective of how much harm he causes to others. Even if he has to bump the seat of somebody that is already booked on that flight by paying some bribe to those agents, he will do so. So in travel also the person's colors show up. So he said, did you travel with him? He said, no. And the third place is if you are a neighbor of the person. How long is a neighbor going to hide his true colors? So he said, have you been his neighbor? He said, no. He said, well, then you don't know him. Perhaps you saw him in the masjid making namaz. So what I am saying is that when we are talking about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says that in his sight, that person is held in esteem who has got piety, who has got taqwa, then it is not only the performance of salat. Salat is a farz, a duty. It is a pillar of Islam. Without salat, there is no Islam in the person's life. But together with that, there has to be all these qualities, then he is pious. Now how many of us can really claim that we are pious? We must check all the departments of our lives. So Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I developed taqwa in myself. I made it my duty that I must have khawf of Allah Ta'ala, fear of displeasing my beloved Allah. I must have fear in my heart of displeasing that Allah who has blessed me with all the ni'mats. I must fear his azab, his punishment. I must develop taqwa, piety, righteousness, God fear. So his Shaykh said, MashaAllah, wonderful, what a beautiful lesson you have learnt. InshaAllah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, then we will continue. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May He light up our hearts with that noor of iman, with that yaqeen, with that taqwa. Allah Ta'ala must give us such qurb and closeness of His and Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The day and night we enjoy the gardens of Jannat in our heart. And it's not a fantasy world that I'm talking about, I repeatedly say. May Allah remove the difficulties, the hardship, the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May He bless each and every one with hidayat. We must pray for the entire mankind. It's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala to give them hidayat. Then those who are stubborn, arrogant, obstinate, we say, Ya Allah, then destroy them. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.